Okay, today is Daf Yud of Masechta Erevin, or Daf Tesla Medbeis, bottom line. So in this very strange case of 11 Amma Chatzar going into a 10 Amma Chatzar, that means the smaller Chatzar is 1 Amma smaller. The 1 Amma is really 6 Tvachim. So if the entrance is 3 Tvachim on one side and 3 Tvachim on the other side, then when you're in the big one, looking at the little one, those walls look like a lechi. So why can't that be a lechi? If you hold, if you're omed bachutz, in the inside it doesn't look like a lechi at all. But if on the outside it looks like a lechi. So that's what we were discussing. So why can't that be a lechi? So the Gemara answered, because it's not centered. So you have 4 and 2. And Yossi asked yesterday, after the shiur, Yossi asked me, but who said you need 2 lechis? The Gemara asked that question. Now, bottom line, v'lema levud, v'lema lavud, meruach achas v'tishtri. So you have lavud on one side. True, you have 4 and 2. So the 4 tefach one, you can't say lavud. But on the 2 tefach one, you can. So the answer is, Rebbe he, it's the opinion of Rebbe. The Amar who said, Be'inon shnei pasim. You require 2 lechis. V'tanya, chatzar niteres bepas echad. The chatzar can work with 1 lechi. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasim with 2. It's not really a lechi. It's more like a board. But it's the same idea. And therefore you need 2. Now, the Gemara is going to reject this teretz. Okay? What's the teretz? What was the kasha that this teretz came to answer? That's a good question. What was the kasha? The kasha was, I believe, the kasha was that Rabba Bar Rav Huna made a statement. He said, Nira mi bachutz, v'shava mi befnim, nidon mishum lechi. Right? It's a good lechi. Nir mi bachutz, v'shav mifnim is a good lechi. So Rabba said, we had a kasha on that. The kasha is the case of the 10 and the 11. Right? So the Gemara answered, no, because over there, it was 4 and 2. Okay? So you got that? Make sense? No? We said, nidon bachutz, v'shav mifnim, he made a statement, it's a good lechi. What do you mean that's a good lechi? We had a case where near bachutz, where a ten goes into an 11, and we didn't say that. We didn't say near bachutz is a good lechi. We didn't say that. Remember? Yesterday?
Yeah.
We didn't say that. Wasn't that long ago. We didn't say that. So the answer is no, it's good for the 2. It's good for the 2. So we said no, he holds that stuff 3 on both sides. He needs both. So you had a cut. You made a statement that if it's near bachutz, it's good. We have a kasha. No, it's not true. The answer was no. That case is not a kasha. That was 4 and 2. Right? But really, I'm right. If it would be 3 and 3, it would be good. But I'm really right. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to reject the teretz. Okay. Hi, Mai. What are you talking about? E amrit bishloma nir bachutz mashava bivifnim eino nidon mishum lechi. If you tell me that that's not a valid lechi, v'rebi savar la k'rabbi Yossi. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi, who is going to say on daf yudalid that a lechi must be at least 3 tefachim big. And if it's paper thin, it's not good.
Wide.
It must be at least 3 tvachim. He's going to say that later. And Udrab Zera Vidravina Lessa. And we reject Rab Zera. And we reject Ravina. What did Rab Zera say? Rab Zera said that we're talking about a Chatzar Katana going into a Chatzar Gedola. And Ravina said it's
bigger on one side.
Forget all that. Mishum Hachi. Therefore, Ketana be'ether, u'gedola
ba'achas esrei. If the small one's 10 and the big one's 11, mishum hachi katana ba'aser ugedola ba'achas esrei mishum de Rebbe savar la k'Rebbe Yosi. Because Rebbe holds a k'Rebbe Yosi that says what? You need three, and here you don't have it. Eli amrit nira ba'chutz v'shavim nira mishum lechi. But if it's good, meaning if I'm on the outside and I see a lechi, but on the inside I don't. If that's good, ukidurab zera udurabina issa. The only way this is going to make any sense now is if we hold from Rabzera and we hold from Ravina, and Rebbe lo suffer like Rabbi Yosi, and Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. So then gedola ba'achas esrei lamali. Why does the big one have to be 11? Why do you have to make the 10 and 11? Why 11? Mimanav shach. Regardless, you'll get your answer. Why? E lemeshrei legedola ka'asi. If you want to make the big one mutter, so be'eser ishtei tvachim tzaki. Just be 10 and a little bit more than 10. Why does it have to be 11? Ve'i l'mitzvah l'ktana. If you want to offer the small one, kasi, l'ashmi'inan l'mitzvah yituva. So make it bigger. Why are you making it 10? What kind of number is 10? What kind of number is 11? What? Such a small difference between the small and the big. Ella, rather, lav shmamina. It must be. Nira b'chutz, v'shavim b'fnim, eino nidon mishum lechi. If you could see it like that, it's not a valid lechi. Shmamina. We have proven it's not a valid lechi. Not a valid lechi. Okay, because if it was valid, it's so funny. Okay, we've just proven in the Gemara of Shmamina that it's not true, even though we're going to pass on that in 2 minutes. Okay? Amar Rav Yosef, till the two dots, this Gemara is quite hard. After that, it's easy enough today. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmili hashmaita. I didn't hear that. Amar Le Abaya, atam ardena helon. What do you mean you didn't hear that? You said it to us. Because Rabbi Yosef was blind, he lost his learning. You said it to us. Va'aha amartanah. This is how you said it. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi HaMosheich im dofno shal mavoi, pachos midal ramos, nido mishum lechi. If a lechi goes along the wall of a mavoi less than 4 amos, it has the status of a lechi. U'mishtamesh im chudo apnimi. And you can use the lechi from the innermost point. From the innermost point in the wall. Why? Because it's going to hold. You can't use the area next to a lechi. Dalar amos. If it's bigger than dalar amos, nidon mishum mavui. It's nidon mishum mavui, but aser and it's aser. L'hishtamish bekulo. You can't use any of it. Da'at amar talon alash shmamina tlas. And when you said that, you said we learned from here three things. Shmamina ben lechayim aser. Between lechis is aser. Shmamina mashuch mavoi ba'arba, and you see the length of a mavoi is 4 tfachim, 4 amos. Ushmamina nira b'chutz mishavim b'vifnim nido mishum lechi. It is a valid lechi. It's a valid lechi. The hilchasa and the halacha is nira b'chutz mishavim b'vifnim nido mishum lechi. It's valid. So the Gemara says tiyuf to the hilchasa. What, you upslug it and then you pass it that way?
Why not? What do you mean?
What do you mean? We just said it's not true. Now we're saying it is true. So the Gemara answers, in yes, Mishud the Tanya Reb Chiya Kavasei, because Reb Chiya learned it. Reb Chiya, you can take Reb Chiya's prices to the bank. Aye, we had a kasha on it. All right, so you don't die from a kasha. But we still pass it that way. Okay, that ends this Gemara. It's a very hard Gemara. Okay? Okay, that was hard. Now, today's daf is not so hard. The rest of it's not so hard. Next, V'harochav Ma'aser Me'eser Yemait. We said that if you have a Pesach wider than 10 amos, that's too big, you have to narrow it. Right? You have to make it narrower. Remember we said that in the Mishnah? Anybody remember we said that? We said that. You have to make it more narrow.
The
entrance. The entranceway has to be narrower. The entranceway. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to make it narrower. It doesn't make a difference. That's how big can Rabbi Yehuda's mavoi be? How big can the entrance be? 1,000 amos wide? Like, is there a shear? So, Amar Abaya, Tana, v'harachav me'eser yemait. If it's bigger than 10, wider than 10, you have to make it narrow. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Tzarich L'mait. You don't have to. You don't have to. Ad kama, how big can Rabbi Yehuda's be? Savar, Rab Achi, Kameh, Rav Yosef L'mimer, ad shlosh esrei ama v'shlish. 13 and a third amas. Where on earth did that number come from? Came from the following. Kal v'chomer Pasei Biroz. It's a Kal v'chomer from Pasei Biroz. What's Pasei Biroz? I'm sure you see the picture. Pasei Barot is a well. Now, a well, the water in a well is down the bottom of the well, which we assume is more than 10 tefachim away from where you are, on top of the well. Now, how do you draw the water on Shabbos? It's in a different reshus. So, in a chanami, you can't. You really can't. So they made a heter. It's a thank you. Thank you. They made a heter for animals that animals can come into the. What you do is you put L-shaped pieces of wood or material, L-shaped. It's like a little bit of a corner. And you do that on all four corners, and you sort of surround, you don't surround it with real walls, because where do you have walls? You're traveling. You don't surround it with real walls. You surround it with these little fake things. And as long as the area is not greater than 13 and a third, we're going to be mekel. And we're going to allow you that the animals shouldn't go thirsty.
The whole area?
Yeah, the whole by 13 and a third. 13 and a third, a square.
Oh.
A square. One line is 13 and a third. And then we'll allow it. And then we'll allow it. You got that? So he says, now in this case of 13 and a third, the whole thing is open. Right? The whole thing is wide open, this area. Yet, by making these little L-shaped corners, we're basically enclosing it. What's the shear for that? 13 and a third. Where'd that number come from? Because it's the amount you can fit eight oxen. Which is two. They used to have four oxen on a pulley, on a pulling thing, on a wagon. So you have two of them can fit right in, they can drink, and then you can be on your merry way. So that's where the number comes from. So it's a kal v'chomer from that. What's the kal v'chomer? We allow that. So we should certainly not allow a mavoi greater than 13 and a third. How does that kal v'chomer, how do you get A to B? What's the kal, what's the chomer? Says the Gemara like this. Kal v'chomer mi pasei biros. Ma pasei biros. When it comes to this kula, this extreme kula of pasei biros, the truth is, the truth sugya of this comes up in the next parak, so we'll deal with it then. Like, what's the rationale? We'll deal with it then. Ma pasei biros she'tarta behen beparos miruva al ha'amud. Even though we allow it where there's more open space than closed space, right? Lo itarta behen yoshlish. We still did not allow it more than 13 and a third amos. Can't have 100 amos opening. We didn't allow that. Just 13 and a third. So mavui. So you have a mavui. Shlohi tartabo. Parats ruval amud. We never allow an opening greater than the closed parts. Eino din. Shlohi tartabo. Yosef mishol shetam v'shlish. Shouldn't it only be 13 and a third? Right? That's the kal v'chomer. Does that kal v'chomer make any sense?
First of all, why they decided two sets of boxes instead of one?
Right. That's a good question. That's a detail in Pasei Barot. We'll do that in the second parak. Having said that, does Kal V'chomer make any sense?
No.
Says the Gemara, makes no sense. Why? V'hi hanosenes. Just the opposite. Garashi, v'hi hanosenes. Midazu, Garashi, v'hi hanosenes, fifth line from the bottom. Midazu, this principle, sha'ata ba, is there, mishlosha esri amavishlish, lamavui. You want to aser a mavui greater than 13 and a third from Pasei Barot. Why? Mishum time adalohi tartabo parats meruba al ha'amud. Because we don't allow openings greater than the closed spaces. He anosanas tam laheter. That's just the reason to make it mutter. Why? The hasam hu de'ika omid muat. Over there, the closed areas are tiny. Tiny amount of closed area. Mishum hachi lo hetartabo yotze mishol shesu amid vishlish. That's why the minimum is 13. That's why the maximum is 13 and a third. Aval mavui, the rubo sasum, a mavui, most of it's closed. Shari beit fei, should be even more. Makes no sense, kal v'chomer. It's the opposite. The anosanis, back to the Gemara. You got that? Makes no sense. Pasei biros, when it comes to pasei biros, she'tarta ben parts, meruba ala amud. We allow openings bigger than the closed areas. Lo tate boyos, mishal shatam v'shlish. We still didn't allow more than 13 and a third. So mavui, shalom etar tibo parts mirubal amud. Mavui, we don't allow that. Nevertheless, tatibo yosef miyud gimel amud vishlish. Should be more than 13 and a third. The Gemara answers, inami or lidlchis. I can tell you the following. Pasei biros, dikal tibichad kula Pase, because we already have one kula. What's the kula? We're allowed, the whole thing is a kula. Kila bakula achrini, so we let more kulas. That could be so big. Mavoi, klal klal lo. Mavoi, there's no kulas at all by Mavoi. There's no kulas. So, the answer, I believe, is not resolved. What would he hold? We don't have an answer. So, Taka, what's his cutoff? We don't know. We tried to bring a raya from there. What kind of raya is that? Okay? Next. Tani Levi. Levi learned the following. Mavoi, shehirach of Esther Mama. Let's say you have a mavoi that's 20 amas big. 20 amas wide. The hashir can only be 10, right? So you want to make... What could you do here? What you could do is... He says... No, it's kind of... Take a stick, stick it in the middle. What have you just done? You've just made 2 10 amma mavois. Because you broke it in it, you broke it with the stick. Right? You've made 2 10 amma mavois. Now you're going to still have to put a korah or a lechi on both sides, because it's 2 mavois, but that's all you have to do. Vidayo, that's all you got to do. That's enough. Hu tani la, vu amala, he said it, and then he said, by the way, Ein halacha k'osa mishnah. That's incorrect. That's not correct. Don't ever... I said it, but then the more I thought about it, that's not right. Says Rashi, why not? There's another principle that comes up in Erevin, which we never saw before in Chas, till right now. The us the avira the high gisa, the air space on one side and the air space on the other side will come. Umavatal lakana, and it's mavatal this stick that you stuck in the ground. It's mavatal. Why? What kind of principle is that? We're going to get to it in a minute. Such a principle like that. So how do you fix this mavoi that it's 20 amos? What could you do? You can't put a stick in the center. That's not enough. What could you do? Ikidiyam Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi Ein Alacha Kos Mishnah. He said. Others say that someone else said it. Anyway, Elahechi Ovid. What do you do? Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi Ose Pas. Gavoa Asara, you make a board 10 tefachim tall, the meshech arba amos, and make it 4 amos deep, uma amido la orcho shel mavoi, and you put it down and let it go 4 amos deep into the depth of the mavoi. What does that mean? So Rashi says on top, be'emta ha-pesach, in the middle of the opening, the kivan de ikka hechsher mavoi, ba'orcho shel pas. Since we learned that a mavoi can be 4 amos deep, right? 4 amos is the shear of a mavoi. Have a lekishtei muvot. That will turn it into 2 muvot, to 2 mavois. So naseh pesach ha-echad le-mavoi zeh, va-pesach ha-sheni le-mavoi ha-sheni. You get 2 mavois out of this. To put a stick in the ground, that's ridiculous. But you could put a board 4 amos deep, that's perfect.
A mini partition.
And then each one's going to need a lechi or a korah. But at least you save the area. Inami or Kidiv Yehuda. You could do what Rav Yehuda said. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shurachav Chamesh Esrei Amah. Let's say you have a Mavui that's 15 amos wide. How do you save this Mavui? Okay? So all you really need to do is close off 5 amos. Once you close off 5 amos, you now have 10 amos opening. You have 15, so you have 5 extra amos you got to close. Now, if you have a board of 5 amos, you put it up. You don't have that. You don't have a board of 5 amos. So what could you do? What you do is like this. Marchik shte amos. Let it make a distance of 2 amos. Va'ose pas shalosh amos. And then make a board of 3 amos. Why? Because if you make a board of 3 amos, 3 is bigger than 2. So the 5 amos now are considered closed. Why? Because 3 of them are closed. It'll consider the other 2 also closed. It's not lovud. Lovud is only 3 tvachim. It's like lovud. It's a similar concept to lovud called omed miruba ala parvitz. It's more closed and open.
What?
And those 5. What? But I don't care about the other 10. Because the other 10 can't be open. But the Gemara is going to ask a similar question from you. to you. Okay? The Gemara is going to ask a similar question. It has to be three. The opening has to be less than the closed. Okay? Has to be. Vamai. Why is this good? Vamai. How about this one? Yase pas ama umechsa. Make a board 1.5. V'yarchik shtei amos. Then push, then make a distance of 2 amos. V'yase pas amos ama umechsa. And then make another one of 1.5. Right? Now, by the way, that won't work. Why won't that work? Correct. Because then what do you have? You have 1.5. That's fine. Then you have a 2 opening, a 1.5 closed, and a 10 opening. So the 1.5 that's closed gets bottled by the openings on both ends, which are bigger than it.
How about the love? The principle of love.
So love is only 3 tefachim. Here we're talking about amos. Right. All right. You hear that? So this won't work. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Omeid miruba ala parts. If you have omeid, which is more than the closed, closed more than the open, mishtei ruchos, but from both sides, right? Is lo havi amud, that's not considered closed. Right? The opening must be less. That's why Rabbi Huda said it must be a case of 3, closing off 2. You can't have this case over here, 1.5, 1.5, because the opening is bigger than the closed.
Than each of the sides.
Correct. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam e'malach havi omud. Really, I can tell you it is considered good. How could that be? V'shani hacha, but here it's different. Why? Because the asi avira the high gisa, the avira the high gisa, the airspace on both sides comes along, and mevatale, and it's mevatalit. Okay? Mevatal, the standing, exactly.
Doesn't work,
exactly. I thought to say that you can never have a case of Omeid Meruba ala Paretz, right? That's what the question was. Omeid Meruba ala Paretz Mishtei Ruchos is Lohavi Amud. That's not true. Omeid Meruba ala Paretz will work, even if it's Mishtei Ruchos, as long as it's smaller openings. Here, you don't have that. You understand what I just said? You can have Paretz, Omeid Paretz. That's not wrong. Nothing wrong with that. As long as the Paretz, Omeid Paretz, as long as the Omeid is bigger than the Paretz. Then you can have. Doesn't. Here, the board is smaller than the two openings on the two openings on the side. It's Mavatala. Just like 20 Am opening, on Mavatala, that one was sticking there. But same idea. So now the Gemara asks, how about another case? V'yase pas ama, make a board of 1 ama. V'yarchik ama, make it a distance of 1 ama. V'yase pas ama, then leave another ama. V'yarchik ama, v'yase pas ama, make another pas. So what did you just do? You made 3 pasim, and how many openings? 2. Is any pas bigger than any opening? No, it's exactly the same. Shmamina omeid kiparots aser. So you see from here, if it's the same size, it's aser. Why? He didn't offer this option. So he goes, no. La'olam e'malach mutter. V'shani hacha. Same problem. The asi avira v'dahai gisa u'bavadalei. It's all no good.
Why?
What? Because it has to be bigger, not the same size. Oh. So now we're going to come to the last case.
You have 3 amudim.
What?
You have 3 amudim.
I know, but the middle amud has airspace on both sides. It's equal to it.
More than it.
It's equal. It's 1 amma.
Everything is one.
Right, so on each side, it's equal to the middle.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's mevatalit. Why? Because the board must be bigger. And it's not true. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to give the final answer, which is going to work. How about this one? V'yarchik amma. Leave it. V'yase pas amma umechsa. Now you make the board 1.5. V'yarchik amma, leave a space of amma. V'yase pas amma umechsa. And now the board will be 1.5. Right?
How does that help?
Because you have, what do you mean, how does it help?
So
therefore, one and a half of board, one.
So they'll combine one and one.
Correct. On each side, the board's bigger.
Right. That's right.
The board's bigger than one side, and the board's bigger than the other side. Why can't you do this? So, Ein Hachanami, you could do this. For Kula Hai, Lo Bachachurim, but what kind of big pain in the neck is this? Such a pain in the neck. You could.
You want to save the mobile.
So then get three and two. Get one. That's all. Get one board of three and make it bigger than the two. What if they're busy with cutting up the board? Big pain in the neck. So just get. You could do this. This Ein Hachanami. This would work. Get one board of three and close up the two. That's all. If they're busy with this, such a pain in the neck. Yeah, but it'll work. Okay. Now, Velechos, let's be afraid. Dilma, Shavik Pitzcha Rabba, Ail Pitzcha Zuta. Maybe you'll ignore the main entrance and you'll squeeze through the little one. Right? You'll squeeze through the middle entrance, the small one. Who would do that? Because the whole point is that we've just created a halachic fiction that when you have three, it's closing it off. Now, if everyone's using it, what do you mean it's closed off? If everyone's using it, what happened? I have a 10-amah opening and a 2-amah opening. But the three, we said, closes off the two. So I have a 10-amah opening and a 2-amah opening. And if everyone's walking through the 2-amah opening, the whole halachic fiction goes down the drain.
Unless you make a lechi on the other side.
But even if you don't have to make a lechi, you can't make a lechi. No, how could you make a lechi? The whole purpose is you have 15 amas here. So you have to close off 10. You have to close off 5.
Right.
How do we close off 5? Get a board of 3. It'll close off the other 2. But if people are walking through that 2, what kind of closing off is that? So the Gemara answers the chazaka. People don't use the... Who does that? You have a nice big engine. Why should you go squeeze through the little one?
A kid will.
A kid will, right? Kids will do anything just to do.
Right.
Chazaka. Eino de minyach pesach kod, de minyach pesach kod. No, who would do that? It's like, wait a minute. Earlier in the Masechta, not that long ago, 5 days ago, we had, Umayishta midir amiv rav asi. Rav Asi said, let's have a mavui, and it has an opening, and then the side wall has an opening also. So what did we say? We said, people are going to leave the entrance and go through the side opening. So what, and it's not the same size, much smaller. But it's big enough for a guy to walk through. So what did we say? People are going to do that. People are going to leave the big opening and walk through the small opening.
Even if you do that, there's a lack of reality. And a lack of reality is a wall, so you have to go through the wall. But
so you see from here that halachic reality cannot sometimes trump real reality. Just because halachically we're closing off this wall, but if people are using it, how could you say it's closed off? But halachic reality, we're closing it off. But Lamaisa, that's getting undone by what reality is. So we said, people will never do that. Who's going to walk through the small opening? What do you mean? 5 days ago we said that. When you had a mobile in the front and then the side, there was a hole in the side. We said, people are going to use the side. You don't have to put a lechi there because it's a breach. And then the whole mobile gets undone. We said that was a big problem. So the Gemara answers, yeah, because that was a shortcut.
It was on the
side. It was a shortcut. What's the shortcut here? The three amas to not the, that's kind of shortcut is that. So the Gemara answers, Hasam over there, Kamamait Behiluche. You save yourself walking time. Hacha, lo Kamamait Behiluche. Over here, what kind of walking time you save? What, 2 seconds? For that, people aren't going to, right? But to walk, like people over here, they won't walk, they'll come through the back door. Why? To walk all the way around the block? You expect someone to do that? No, they come right through the back door. Why? Because it's to save yourself time. People will do it. Okay. Good? Told you, it's still not hard. That wasn't hard. Next. Tanan Hasam. Now we're going to the same principle on a funny case. Tanan Hasam. Or Ha'asla. Asla is a stool. Right, so what's a stool? A stool is a circular top that you sit on. Right? You sit on it, and it has legs. Right? Sit on a stool. Let's say, now, most of us know a stool is like a wooden circle that you sit on it. You could also have straps of leather or straps of any material, and even though the straps are not completely enclosing the circle, same idea. You have a strap, an airspace, and a strap. Right? You can sit on the stool. You're not going to fall through. Right? Why? Because the straps are bigger than the space in the middle. Now, what about tuma? Let's say there's tuma under the strap, under the stool. So does this top of this stool create an ohel? There's an opening in there. but the sides are bigger. So what's the story? Same exact question. Now we're talking about Tumah. Right?
Masechus Kehilim.
Yeah?
The whole Masechus is all about it. Why are we talking about this field?
Because it's the same idea that you have closed space and open space. So does the closed spaces cover the open space for purposes of Tumas Ohel? Okay? You like that, Kasha? This is what I'm busy with on the week before Pesach. With the closed space and the cover of a stool, it makes Ohel Hilchos Tumah godless. Tanan Hasam, Or Ha'asla. The leather of a stool, the halal shalo, and the opening, the halal, will be mitzarf in betefach. It'll be mitzarf to a tefach. My or asla, what is that? Amar Rabba bar Rav Baruchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, or kisi shel beit hakisei. It's like the cover of a bathroom, of a toilet. The kama, how big is it? Kiyasa Rav Dini, Amar etzba'ayim mikan, the etzba'ayim mikan, two finger length, two finger width, of material here, two finger width here, the etzbayim revach, etzbayim mikan, etzbayim mikan, etzbayim revach b'emsa. It's two, two, and two. A tefach is made up of six fingers. So it's two opening, and then two closed. Kiyasa rafin, Amay says, no. Etzba umechza mikan, the etzba umechza mikan, the etzba revach b'emsa. Now, there's got to be one finger in the middle. Why? Because the sides have to be bigger than the middle. It can't be the same size.
Doesn't make six then.
Doesn't make six. Somalei abayler of dimi, mi pligisu. Do you argue on him? Sounds like you're arguing. Amalei no, lo habaravrusa habazutrusa. I'm talking about thumbs. Thumbs are fatter than other fingers. So if we're talking about thumbs, it could be five. Not five.
Four.
You're talking about the rest of the fingers. It has to be six. Below Pligida, we're not arguing. We were both saying exact same sheet. That's an argument. That they're arguing on. Amale, Li'i, Plagizu. Of course you're arguing. You're not arguing on that detail. That detail, you're talking about different fingers. That's not. But of course you're arguing. Why? This is exactly what you're arguing about. Does the area on the sides have to be bigger than the area in the middle? You held yes. He held no. Why? He held equal. You held big, small, big. Right? Lididach, according to you, have amud. It works. Mishtei ruchos. It's amud on two sides. They have a picture of this?
No, they don't. The stool.
They do have a picture of the stool? Where's the picture of the stool? Where's the stool?
You don't have an exact...
No. Okay, fine. L'ravin, but according to Ravin, Meruach Echas Havi Amud, Mishtei Ruchos Lo Havi Amud. What does that mean? L'ravin, Meruach Echas Havi Amud, Mishtei Ruchos Lo Havi Amud.
Right. If it's combined bigger, it's not good enough.
It has
to be bigger at least on one side.
But it's not true over here.
It's not true.
Right? If you hold, you're not arguing. So Laravin, Hachi Ibayle, Laravin, Hachi Ibayle Lememar. Etzba Shalish Mikan, the Etzba Shalish Mikan, the Etzba Shalish Revach Be'ensa. Right? What does that mean?
No, because he held it's only four. So you that case, you know what I mean? To get the six,
From the level playing field, there's only four total.
But that's because you only use fat fingers. That's why it's four. So Liddy, according to him, according to you, Havi Amud, Mishtei Ruchos, Liravin, Miruach Achat Havi Amud, Mishtei Ruchos Lo Havi Amud. Ah, in other words, according to you, you will hold, what are you arguing about now? You will hold okay, fine. Here's the answer. They both hold. They both said that the middle area is the same size as the open area. They both said that. Right? One said 2, 2, 2, and one said 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. 1 1/3, 1 1/2, 1.5, 1.5, right?
No, 1.5, 1.5, and 1.
One and a half, 1.5, and 1. So it must be that according to 1.5, 1.5, and 1, right? It must be that you hold that the both sides have to be bigger. Right? And according to Ravin, it's not true. Why? Because he gave a case of 2, 2, and 2. If they're not arguing, Ravin should have given the following case. Etzba shlish mikan, the etzba shlish mikan, the etzba shlish revach be'emsa. Why would that have been better? Why would that have been better? Yeah. Yeah. It's the exact same thing. He's holding etzba'ayim mikan etzba'ayim.
If the sides are bigger than the hole, then he assumes that he cannot combine the two sides. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Each side has to be bigger than the hole. He doesn't hold that he can combine the two solid parts and be bigger than the air space.
It was 2, 2, and 2. Now it's 1.5. 1 and 1.5. The middle
no,
is
etzba shlish mikan. Etzba shlish mikan, the etzba shlish revach be'emsa. It's the exact same thing, just you change 2 to 1.3.
Yeah.
So what do you gain by that? What do you gain by that?
Now, Robin didn't say 2, 2, 2.
Yes, he did. Etzba ayim mikan, the etzba ayim revach be'emsa. That's what he said. And then he said, no, 1.5, 1.5, and 1. What are you arguing about? You're arguing about the size of fingers? No, I'm talking about big fat spin. That's the second shita.
Right.
I'm talking about the other one. I'm talking about the other one. Right? Right, that's not Akasha, because he holds the middle one has to be smaller.
Right.
Ravin didn't hold that way. Because if he did hold that way, he should have given a different dimensions. No. Okay, you're right. The fact that Ravin gave a different number, right? Obviously, Ravin holds that the middle number must be smaller. Because if not, he should have agreed with the other one's numbers. Right. And he should have said 1 1/3, 1 1/3, 1 1/3.
Right.
Since he said 1 1/3 on 1, obviously he holds the middle one has to be smaller.
Right.
What about the other Pshita, this other anonymous Tana? He held it's not a problem. Even if it's the same size, okay. 2, 2, 2 is the same thing. It's okay. Right. Even though they're the same size, each one. The LMI, Palginon, but they're arguing. So, Ludidi, Hachi, Ibayle, Lameimar. Why didn't I say, Etzba Ushne Shlishim Mikan, the Etzba Ushne Shlishim Mikan, the Etzba Ayim Ushne, the Etzba Ayim Ushne Shlishi, Revach Be'emsa. 1 2/3. 1 2/3, and 2 2/3, right? Ella iyeku lemeima de palginon bedin parutz beparutz beomud palginon. We're only arguing in a case where
What was his case? Elamai. It's 2 2/3, 2 2/3. 2 2/3. It's Ba'ayim Mushneshim. 1 2/3. 1 2/3. And 2 2/3. Which would mean that the two ends are still bigger than the middle one only when you add up both ends. So what's the answer to that? No, I don't agree with that. I don't hold from that. Each one has to be bigger than the middle one. Each one has to be bigger, right? Each one has to be bigger, not combined. Right? Okay, that was quite difficult. That was okay. We'll stop over here. We're up to Ibn Yesh, Lord Surah Sapesach. Fine.
Maybe C to a wall.
But it's the same idea. Same idea. The idea is opening. Right. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a very good day.